Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. Uh-huh. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me and now we flee for fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. And welcome again to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. But this is a special broadcast because it is taking place during the new month, the day of the new month, the sixth month. Hallelujah. So happy new month to everyone. And again, we are broadcasting from the House of Israel, Cincinnati, at 1907 Vine Street. I am Morey Ishia, here to bring the word of the mighty Yah, along with my beautiful brothers and sisters, celebrating the beginning of the new month. Hallelujah. And we will be dealing with the word of the Most High today, especially when it pertains to his signs, seasons, days, and years. And we will be discussing the words of the mighty Yah. But first, we'd like to say shalom to everyone that's joining us in the sanctuary and everyone that is joining us via the internet. For we know the only reason that you have joined us today and via online is because of your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. And again, who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the only creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that in there is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king, and the only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. We give all praises unto the mighty Yah on this day of the new month. Hallelujah. And since we are dealing with Yahweh's signs and seasons and days and years, and we do have people here in the sanctuary, I would, if you had any questions about the new month at all or about the word of the Most High at all, you'd be able to ask your questions if you had any. Ooh, we need a battery. All right, well, praise Yah. And we're going to deal with Yahweh's signs, especially when it pertains to the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night. All week we've been dealing with the crooked things made straight. Because if you go to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, and we begin reading at the 16th verse. Yahweh says, "And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say unto the molten images, ye are Elohim. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not? Opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable." And in doing so, we will magnify the word of the Almighty. We will deal with Yahweh's word, which will set the crooked things straight, especially pertaining to the covenant of day and the covenant of night. Truly, most of the world is ignorant to the fact that Yahweh has made a covenant with the day and a covenant with the night. Most of the world is ignorant to the fact that Yahweh has made seven everlasting covenants that all are for the children of Israel. But these covenants that Yahweh has made are so integral and necessary that we have to discuss them, especially when we're talking about the covenant of the day and the covenant of the night, two everlasting covenants that the Creator has made with his people. that bind Yahweh's people to these ordinances. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and unfortunately we're not joined by Mori Ishaya this evening because he's not feeling too well, but we are joined by not only Shalom to our elder coming in, not only by members of our sanctuary are here, but we also joined by another one of our beautiful Morays, Mori Neftali, who will be giving us some words also. But we're going to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and we're going to go to the 35th verse. And it reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name." As we see, Yahweh is the one that not only created the heavens, earth, the sea, and all that in them is, but he is the one that ordered the sun to be a light by day, and that ordered the moon and the stars to be a light by night. Again, if you look in the book of Psalms 136, we'll see the word that we just read established, because all things should be established by the mouth of two or more witnesses. And in Psalms 136, it reads, to him in verse 7, to him that made great lights, Psalms 136, verse 7, for his mercy endureth forever, the sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. Again, we see that the Most High, not only is he the creator of all flesh and the commander of all spirits, but he made the great lights, and he made the sun to rule by day, and he made the moon and the stars to rule by night. When did the Most High do these things? Well, he did them in the beginning. And be it that Yahweh is the creator, and he created all things, it lets you know that these creations have a beginning. They also have an ending. But Yahweh's creations have a beginning, meaning there's a time when Yahweh's creations were brought forth. There's a time where Yahweh's creations were born. And when did the Almighty make his creations of the sun and the moon and the stars? In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, it reads here, "And Yahweh said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. There you have the direct instruction, the direct time when Yahweh created, brought forth, developed, allowed to be born these lights that would govern the day and the night. Not only is this the time when Yahweh allowed these lights to be born to govern day and night, but they also were to be born to show for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, letting you know all things encompassing that deal with seasons on earth, that deal with the years on earth, was born on this day. This is the birthday of the lights in the firmament of the heaven. And their duties, their ordinances, their commandments, their statutes, their judgments were all ordered on this day. What they should do and what they shouldn't do. Where they should be and where they will not be. When they come out or appear and when they do not appear. All right here began on the fourth day. And once Yahweh established them, he lets you know that the greater light rules the day and the lesser light rules the night. Letting us know, as already written in Jeremiah and Psalms, the sun is a light by day, and the moon and the stars are lights by night. Furthermore, if you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, and how is this allowing crooked things to be made straight? Well, this is allowing crooked things to be made straight because for too long have we been taught, not only in the churches and in the synagogues and in the mosque, but in your very own community, public, private, charter schools that you send your children too, that we went to when we were youngsters, the various sciences and the various things that you learn in the universities and colleges in this side of the world, they will teach us the ordinances of day and night are determined by something other than the word of the Most High. They will teach us that a day begins in the middle of the night. They will tell you that a day it's 24 hours, and the daylight is when the sun is shining, and then the night period of the day is when the sun is on the other side of the earth. They will teach you all these different ordinances and doctrines and so-called facts based on their so-called scientific research that has absolutely nothing to do with the word of the Most High and will teach you contrary to Yah's word. It's also been taught in the churches and in the synagogues and in the mosque that a day begins at night, leading us to believe that a day is beginning when darkness is appearing, which, of course, would be awkward and weird and doesn't sound right, especially when the Most High is showing us that the greater light, the sun, rules the day, and the lesser light, the moon and the stars, rule the night. Therefore, how in the world does it allow the day to begin at night? How does that happen? The truth is, that's not what happens. Yet we've been taught that's what happens. Well, not the Most High said he will set the crooked things straight, letting us know that you might have been taught a day begins at night, but that is not how it is. And not only taught that a day begins at night, but we've also been taught that our months begin with our moons. That the moon is the sign that allows you to know the beginning of your months. All of these things are in effect pertaining to the covenant of day and night. And as it reads in Jeremiah 33, verse 19, and the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, and incidentally, what we're reading is the word of Yah. What your eyes are beholding at this time in Jeremiah 33 and verse 19 is the word of the Almighty. This is what we are to go by. As it says, and the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yah, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season. What does that let us know? That lets us know that day is a season and night is a season. You might have been taught that the moon is to be only for seasons, while in all actuality, there are various different seasons. If the moon is for all seasons, as has been taught, then does that allow the covenant of day and the covenant of night to be in effect in the manner of which Yahweh established it? Even though Yahweh said that he gave the sun to rule by day and the moon and the ordinances of the moon and the stars to rule by night, how then could the moon be for all seasons? For instance, if we take ourselves to the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and we look in the first verse. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the first verse, it reads, to everything, listen what it says, to everything there is a season. We didn't misread here. It's not misspoken here. It is what this says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So if there's a season for everything, is the moon for everything? Of course not. The moon can't be for everything. Yahweh only made the moon for a certain thing. And that certain thing was the night, as the sun's thing that it was made for and season that it is made for is the day. Yet to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, see? There's a time to be born. That's why we have to know the time of birth of the lights. This helps us. This shows us. This gives us the guidance to know the birth of the months, the birth of the years, the birth of the days, because this is what the lights are for. Yet, the moon can't be for everything. Again, if you go to the book of Psalms 104, and in Psalms 104, we're going to begin reading at verse 19. It states in Psalms 104, verse 19, he appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. The moon is appointed for seasons. But the seasons that the moon is appointed for, as Yahweh has already shown us, are the night seasons. The sun knows it's going down. Verse 20 says, thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Who is very dependent on what goes on at night? The beast, as it states, thou makest darkness, and it is night. Why you think wolves howl at a full moon? You don't see human beings, the children of Adam, the children of man, when it's a full moon, standing on the top of a cliff and just start howling. I don't even know why they howl. I'm sure scientists have came up with some weird reason of why, but the point is, they howl. I've heard them howl. I've heard them with my own ears howl. I've seen the dogs in the city streets howl when there's a full moon. Now, they know why they're howling. They know what they're doing that for. Yet, is that for us? Is that the time that it says man creep forth? No. It says thou makest darkness and it is night, wherein all the beasts creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim. Verse 22, the sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. What happens when the sun comes up? The beasts, they going back into their dens. They going to lay down. They going to relax. Their time is the nighttime. But man's time is the daytime, as it says in verse 23. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. You see, this is a crooked thing, all this laboring at night for man. This is a crooked thing. Man laboring at night is one of the reasons we have illnesses. When you don't get proper rest, your body becomes out of balance. And now all that laboring at night, that third shift and that second shift, that graveyard shift, now all that starts wearing on your body, starts tearing you down. And now how are you going to get proper rest? And you need rest. It's essential. As you see, Yah has it fashioned that when the sun rises, man goeth to his work and to his labor until the evening. And what is the evening, brothers and sisters? Go to Deuteronomy 16. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the covenant of day and night. Because we need to know that what we've been taught about day and night is completely misguided and misled and not even guided by the word of the Most High. It's been taught by the precepts of man. And in Deuteronomy 16, just want us to look at the definition of evening here in Deuteronomy 16, verse 6, where it says, but the place which Yahweh the Elohim shall choose to place his name in, There thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. Now, was that season dictated by the moon? As we see, it says season. Are all seasons dictated by the moon? As we see, it says season. But here in this season, the sun is still in effect. It's actually going down. It's the even. That's what evening is. The going down of the sun. Evening, and the sun in its descent, when it's going down, it's not, this is a certain time. It's evening is just like morning when the sun rises, and then when the sun's going down, you have evening. And that's the time that evening is. It's actually the last part of the day. And how are we able to understand our months in all of this, dealing with the covenant of day and the covenant of night? Well, the truth is, if the word of the Most High stated that a month is 25 nights, 15 nights, 30 nights, 38 nights, 42 nights, whatever number of nights, if that's what the word of the Most High stated, then it will make all the sense for the children of Israel to look at the ordinances of the moon and stars to understand our months. But brothers and sisters, what it does not say is that a month is dealing with anything of nights. Yet, what you will find throughout the entire holy book of Yah is that a month is always speaking about days. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 21st chapter, in verse 10, it says, when thou goest forth to war against thine enemies, and Yahweh the Elohim have delivered them into thine hands, and thou hast taken them captive, and seest among the captives a beautiful woman, and hast desire unto her that thou wouldest have her to thy wife, then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails, and she shall put the remnant of her captivity from off her, and shall remain in thine house and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that, thou shalt go into her, and she shall and be her husband, and she shall be your wife. Now you see it says that she shall bewail her father and her mother a full month. Well, I know if you listen to our classes on these teachings, you've oftentimes saw us take you to where Moses was mourned for 30 days, where Aaron was mourned for 30 days, and that's true. But one thing I want you to understand here is that when it says a full month in English, when you read it in the Hebrew, or if you just look it up in the concordance, when you read it in the Hebrew, what it will actually say is a month of days. Now, why does it say a month of days? Because a month is always dealing with days. I want to show you another scripture that echoes the same sentiment in Genesis, the 29th chapter. And then I'll show you days in English after this. In Genesis 29, in verse 14, Genesis 29, verse 14, it says, and Laban said unto him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. Again, it says space. But when you look this up to see what word space coincides with in Hebrew, it's days. So he stayed with him for the days of a month. Why doesn't it say nights of a month? Again, go to the book of Numbers, the 11th chapter. See, we've been taught that a month is dictated by the moon. Yet, I don't see a night dealing with the month. I'm seeing days. And in Numbers, the 11th chapter, if you start reading at verse 18, it says, "And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of Yah, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore Yahweh will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month." Now, why in the world, if a month is ruled by the night, did he say not 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, 20 days, but a whole month? If a month had anything to do with the nights, he would say not 1 night, not 5 nights, not 10 nights, not 20 nights, but even a whole month. But it doesn't say that. It says days, days, days. And then he said, not this many days, not that many days, but a whole month. And what does that let you know? A whole month has to be dealing with days, not nights. Months are dealing with days and not nights. And as a matter of fact, in the Hebrew, I just read it just to prove the truth. In the Hebrew, it says, I'm going to read it to you what it says. It says, Kodesh Yomim. And Kodesh means month. Yomim is plural for Yom. And do you know what Yom is in Hebrew? Days. Kodesh Yomim. Meaning what? A month of days. Again, what we're not seeing is nights. You're not seeing nights. Go to the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. In Genesis 7, verse 11, it says, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened." This is a day of the month, not the night of the month. Because Yahweh said the covenant of day where the sun rules the day. And the covenant of night is where the moon and stars rule the night. So if a month is always being mentioned as a measurement of days, then how in the world can the moon be 4 months? Well, even though you've been taught that the moon is 4 months, the truth of the matter is the moon is not 4 months. The moon as it says in Psalms 104, is for seasons. And what season? As it says in Jeremiah 33, the night season. And what happens at night? As it said in Psalms 104, the beasts, all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. All the beasts. So I ask you, when's the last time you saw beast using a calendar? When's the last time you saw the lion, the tiger, the bear, the snake, the ferret, the squirrel using a calendar, marking months? No, I see man doing that. Man marks months. Man marks days. Man marks years. And man works in the day. Man marks dates. As a matter of fact, Yahweh marked dates. Look in Leviticus 23. Yahweh made man. Yahweh made days. Yahweh made night. Therefore, if Yahweh wanted you to mark the nights, he would specifically tell you that. He wouldn't tell you that he made a covenant with the day where the sun rules the day and then give you a whole nother sign to mark your days or your nights. In Leviticus 23, verse 4, it says, these are my feasts. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even a holy convocation, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Now let's see if these seasons will be ruled by the moon, or will there be a certain word that allows us to know which sign, which light is ruling these seasons. Verse 15, in the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahweh's Passover. So the first one lets us know day. And what rules the day? The sun rules the day. The greater light rules the day. In verse 10. It says, speak unto the children and saying to them, when you be come into the land which I have given you, and ye shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring forth the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And ye shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh and be accepted for you. And on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year for burnt offering unto Yah on that day. Well, what rules the day? Well, as the word of Yah has already stated, the sun rules the day. The greater light rules the day, not the moon. These seasons aren't ruled by the moon, per the word of Yahweh. So what is your sign for your months? Well, it cannot be the moon, because how in the world is a month going to have the moon as its sign when Yahweh has never, ever put the month and the night together, or the month and the moon, I should say, together? You don't see the word moon when it pertains to months. Nowhere in the book. You've been taught that this month is dictated by your moons, even though the moons is for the nighttime, not for the daytime. And what else are we to go by? We'll go to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, it says, every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Yah's word is pure. How else are we going to go by anything other than the word of the Most High? If you want to know what you need to use to mark your months, you need to use the word of the Most High. Well, how do you use the word of the Most High to mark your months, your years, your days? How do you use Yah's word to do such a thing? Look in the book of Psalms. Psalms 90. Again, how do you have the crooked things made straight? By using the only thing that can make the crooked things straight. And that's the word of the Most High. How are you going to make straight with the same words that made them crooked? And the words I'm talking about is the precepts of man. That's what made things crooked. Yahweh said in Ecclesiastes, Yahweh made man upright, but he sought out many inventions, meaning Yahweh made everything perfect, but man started coming around and messing with and tinkering with things and said, I think I could do it a different way. Now instead of there being a summer and a winter, you got a spring, summer, fall, and winter. Where did spring come from? Where did fall come from? And then you ask them in the science class, why you call it fall, teacher? Because that's when the leaves are falling. What you mean? That's your scientific explanation of why it is the season called fall? Because that's when the leaves are falling? What we need are the crooked things made straight. And in Psalms 90, verse 12, it says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Return, O Yahweh. So what is it saying? We need Yahweh to teach us to number our days. We don't need science to teach us to number our days, but we need Yahweh to teach us to number our days. And Yahweh has, can, and will teach you to number your days only if you hearken to his word. If you want to know, then ask the Most High. And Yahweh said he will teach you how to do such a thing. He said, teach us to number our days. And the way you number your days is by the word of the Almighty Yah. For instance, how can we know how long a week is or a month is? Well, this is how you know. This is how you know. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, it says, in verse 12, it says, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh thy Elohim hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. So what is that letting you know? You got to mark the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is the last day of the week. You got to know how many days there are. Look in Leviticus 25. And I'm showing you how you're going to know how to mark something. In Leviticus 25, verse 8, it says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years, and the space of the seven Sabbaths a year shall be unto thee 49 years. You got to know that there's a Sabbath of years, a seventh year. So you could count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got to know when that Sabbath is. How do you mark this month? The same way. How many days are in a month? Well, there's 30 days in a month. And how do you know that? Well, as we saw in Deuteronomy 21, she bewailed her father and mother a whole month. And what it states all throughout the book is that there mourned Moses and Aaron 30 days, that a month was 30 days. You never see a month going past 30 days, which lets you know a month is 30 days. If you don't know how to mark the conclusion of the week, of the year, of the month, then you're not going to know how to even start it. And we've already showed you how to start it. You start it from when Yahweh said it began. And it begins on the fourth day with his lights. And we have to know what day or what light is for what. Pertaining to his covenant of day and night, this all encompasses it. Because if you take one ordinance that belongs to the moon and give it to the day, then you have now stepped outside of the covenant of day and night. Yahweh said he made the ordinances of the moon and the stars for light by night. And if you take any one of those ordinances and start applying them to the day, you have just mingled something that Yahweh did not mingle, which is the moon having any dominance, any dictatorship, or any governance over the day. So the only way we're able to know our times is through the word of Yah. Even though, and this is the last scripture I'm going to take you to in Isaiah the 29th chapter, even though man has showed us something different. In Isaiah 29, verse 13, it says, wherefore Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. We've been taught by the precept of men that a moon is for months, and that a year begins in the winter, and that a day begins at night, and that we should be able to be nocturnal creatures. But Yahweh's word is completely contrary to the precepts of men. According to Yah's word, a day begins in the morning. A month is according to your days. A night has the moon to rule over it. And these two things do not mix with each other. You'll never see the sun ruling the night, nor the moon ruling the day. So any doctrine that would put a day at night and a night at day is not a doctrine that the Almighty has sanctioned. It's not a doctrine that the Almighty has given to his servants, the prophets, to teach. Yet it is the precepts of men. And the Almighty wants you to know that the only way you're going to be able to tell the times according to his truth is to go to his word and let him teach us to number our days. Let him show us what is the covenant of day and what is the covenant of night. Hallelujah. Are there any questions? Yes, ma'am. You just say from there. I have to repeat it because I think we have no battery in that mic. Mm-hmm. And you're asking, is the day different than... Right. Why are we referencing the day to morning when it says Genesis that the day, the evening and the morning was a day? Well, what we're referencing, well, what I've taught today is that a day begins in the morning and ends in the evening. And so, and that's what you see also in Genesis. Yahweh said that he made the light and the light was good, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And he divided these lights, and he divided this time, and there came to be evening, and there was morning, first day. So he's not saying that the evening was the beginning of the day, and the morning was the end of the day. What he was showing you is that there was an evening after this process, and when the next morning came, day one was concluded. That whole cycle was over, and now there has been a day, a complete day has passed. Okay. Was there any other questions? No other questions? Well, praise the mighty Yah. Now I'm going to call up my brother to be able to praise the Most High and give glory unto the Creator with some of his words to teach us the word of the Most High, Brother Moray Naphtali. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. It's a great blessing to be here at this evening of the sixth month. Hallelujah. The Most High blesses us. Time is one of our greatest blessings. To be blessed with time. If you bless to see another day, hallelujah. You bless to see another week, hallelujah. If you blessed to see a whole nother month, hallelujah. If you blessed to see a whole nother year, hallelujah. And so we got to praise Yahweh for time. Because time is, what greater blessing can you receive than time? And so and time is one thing that we have to celebrate. We have to praise Yahweh for it. And so I can understand why Yahweh got us celebrating every Shabbat day. I can understand why the Most High have us celebrating every month. And we celebrate every year. This is a beautiful occasion. And since we in the sixth month, and this is the day of the new month, let's deal with some things. Moray Isha did a beautiful job showing that, listen, when it comes to the months and our days, and I agree 100% that if you want to know your months, you want to know your days, and you want to understand the lights that's in the heavens, well, then you have to understand the word of the Most High. The word of the Most High is what's going to make everything crystal clear. We're not going to get things crystal clear by the sight of our eyes. We're not going to get things crystal clear by the imagination of our heart. We're not going to get things crystal clear by our own understanding. There is only one thing that gives us sight to see. It's only one thing that gives us light to see. And it ain't what you think you see with your eyes. The one and exclusive thing that gives you a clear vision on anything that you think you see is the word of the Most High. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are. You don't know what you are. And nothing else without thus says Yah. Hallelujah. I was asked a question before I came here. It was a question proposed to the Morays, and I will do my best in the spirit of Yah to answer this question. The question was, what is the sign that we are in a new month? What's the sign? And I have a small listening audience here. If you know what the sign is before I turn to it, I just want to know if you already know. Because we've been living a long time and we done lived through a lot of months. And so, do you know the sign that we are in a new month? And if not, you say, no, I just don't know the sign. You don't know it? Do you know the sign?
The number of our days, when we look at from the time that we came out of captivity, like the number of our days where we can say certain events, certain days, you know, that put us like that. So would that be one of the signs, the number of our days being able to pinpoint?
The numbering of our days, is that one of the signs?
Our days and our months being able
to. Our days and our months. Well, I can't say that's 100% accurate. See, the people want a literal sign, something that signal that, hey, this is a new month. You know it ain't the moon, though. Well, let me show you the sign just real quick. And I'm going to tell you that this sign is not the sign that the people are looking for. It's recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, I'm going to start reading at verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. What should be in your heart? These words. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And I don't know if you caught that. And also, if you read further, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. Hallelujah. So this is the sign. This is the sign. The Most High said these words, his laws, statutes, and judgments, is the sign that you must bind upon your hand, that it may be as frontlets between your eyes. The Most High said that he has taken his word and magnified it above his what? Above his name. The word of the Most High is our sign. But this is where we lack trust in the Most High. We lack trust in the Most High. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. This is why the Most High whole mission, and this is our mission. If you look at that sign that's on our walls that here in 1907 Vine Street, and this is what we live by. Brother asks you, what's your mission? You see it right there on the wall. What'd that say, brother? It's a magnify the law and make it honorable. See, the law has to be magnified. This is when the people will start to understand how the word is literally everything we need. Every single thing. The word is our beginning. The word is our ending. The word is every single thing for us. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at verse 13. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, let him be your dread, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel. And for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Because when you don't have Yah, you think you know what you know. You think you see something. You're really just stumbling. You're really just falling and going backwards. We got to embrace and trust totally in the word of the Most High. And if the Most High say a moon is a month, then that's what I'm going with. Watch this and pay close attention, because the Most High said the word is the sign that you must bind upon your hand. And if you bind it, I'm trying to tell you now that your vision is going to become very clear. You're going to start seeing and understanding things that a lot of people do not see and understand. But first thing first, know the word of Yah must be a sign upon your hand. The word of Yah must be your glasses to see. Now watch this. Bind up the what? Testimony. Seal the law amongst my disciples. See, the testimony and the laws of the Most High is sealed amongst his disciples. So when you go out there, don't think everybody's going to know the testimonies and the laws of the Most High. Don't think everybody's going to understand the things that you might understand. The testimony and the law amongst my disciples. Now watch this. I will wait upon Yah, that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom Yahweh have given me are for what? Signs and for wonders in Israel from Yah of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Now, why is he and his family and the children that Yahweh has given him, the people that Yahweh done flocked to this man, why are they a sign? Well, the Most High letting you know is because the law and testimony is sealed amongst them. And it's only one way you're going to have a sign and be the sign is through the laws and testimonies, through the word of the Most High that's supposed to be bound upon your hand. Now, all those that's with Isaiah at this time, they knew that the law and the testimony was everything they needed. They knew that the law and testimony was sealed amongst them. So they were for signs. Now, watch this. Now, watch this in the book. Keep reading. Behold, I'm going to read that one more time. I and the children whom Yah has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from Yah of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits. Ain't we supposed to be seeking Yah? Unto wizards that peep. Ain't we supposed to be seeking Yah? And that mutter, should not a people seek unto their Elohim for the living to the dead? Now let's get back to the law and testimony. Watch what it says in the 20th verse. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, the same word that Yahweh said is supposed to be binded upon your hand for a sign. If you need a sign for anything, it's already supposed to be on your hand. It's supposed to be sealed amongst you if you're one of Yahweh's disciples. He says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. It's no light in them. And for me, I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, I'm trying to live in the light. I'm trying to go towards the light. So I got to find the disciples that got the laws and testimonies that's sealed amongst them. Because the family and the people that got the law and testimony, them the ones that got the light. Them the ones that's going to tell you when Yahweh's year start. Them the ones that's going to tell you when Yahweh's month start. Them the ones that's going to tell you all the signs and secrets that you need to know come to serving Yah. Them the ones. To the law, to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because it's no light in them. Go to the book of Numbers 27. I'm going to move a little faster for the sake of time. And that's what you got to find out, brothers and sisters. Where are the disciples that got the law and testimony sealed amongst them? Because the scriptures plainly say to the law and to the testimony, if they don't speak according to this, it's no light in them. And if there's no light in them, I ain't trying to follow them and listen to nothing they talking about. And I know it ain't no light in the heathens. I know it ain't. And guess what the heathens going to tell you? They going to tell you that a month and a moon is synonymous. When plainly, when you study the word moon, all it means is light. Your rayok, it just means light. The Most High said, and you know what he called the moon? This was another question posed to me. Why do the moon go through phases? Why do the moon go through phases? Well, once you understand what the moon is, once you understand what Yahweh created the moon for, Most High said, you don't have to be dismayed by the lights of heaven. I told you what I made it for. So if it go through phases or not, it's still the moon. If it's a lesser light, wasn't it called the lesser light? It go through phases because it's the lesser light. Why do you think that light gets so less? And it gets so just minute where you almost can't even see it sometimes. Because that's its ordinance. That's how it was built. That's how it's made. It's called the lesser light. Yahweh don't call it no sliver. Yahweh don't call it no crescent. Call it the lesser light. So you get caught up in these slivers and crescents. That's how you get caught up into your own words. Then you get caught up into your own understanding. Then you get caught up into your own imaginations. We got to stick to the script. It's called the lesser light. And it builds from its lesser light to its greater light, which is still, even in its greatest light, it's still the lesser light. It's still the lesser light. I want you to see this real quick. But I want you to understand to the law and to the testimony. The law and testimony has to be sealed amongst you. The law and testimony has to be binded upon your hand for a sign. If you don't have it on your hand for a sign, you're not going to understand the months. If you don't have the law and testimony on your hands, you're not going to understand Yahweh's years. You're not going to understand nothing. Because guess what? Without the law and testimony, you have no light. You have no light. You live in the dark. So before we get to anything, the law and testimony. And so now, since I'm getting asked all these questions about the phases of the moon, and I'm getting questions about what's the sign when a month start, this is my question. Show me a law and a testimony, because everything is to the law and testimony. Show me a law and testimony where our people numbered their days by the moon. Show me in the laws and testimonies where our people did it. And we had officers that worked at night. We had officers that did all kind of work in the midst of Israel. Show me an officer that was responsible to watch the moon and then come out in the morning and tell you what day it is. Go to the book of Numbers, the 27th chapter. That's all we're waiting for is the laws and testimonies, because then we know we're dealing with light. Light is good, so we know we're dealing with something good. And if we're dealing with something good, we know we're really dealing with the law. We're really dealing with something that we need to embrace and walk in. But if you can't show me no law and testimony, it's no light in it, brother. Let's look. Numbers 27, verse 17. I'm going to start at verse 16. Let Yahweh Elohim of the spirit of all flesh set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, which may go in before them, which may lead them out, and which may bring them in. The Most High is always going to get a man. Like Isaiah, when it says, man, him and the children that Yah gave him was for signs and wonders in Israel. Why? Because they had the law and the testimony. That's why. It says, and let him, 17th verse, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yah be not as sheep which has no shepherd. You got to have a shepherd. But you better make sure your shepherd is a faithful man. You better make sure your shepherd is sealed with the laws and testimonies. You better make sure your shepherd is walking in the light of Yah. Eighteenth verse, and Yahweh said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and be for all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight, and thou shalt put some of thy honor upon him. And I told y'all last Sabbath, honor and wisdom is connected. When he said, put your honor upon him, he said, yeah, just put some of your wisdom upon him. That all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar, the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before Yah. And watch this. This is the part I want you to pay attention to. At his word, whose word? Yah's word. At his word shall they go out, and at his word shall they come in, both he and the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. Hallelujah. So it's by the word shall we go out. It's by the word shall we come in. Period. The word is our light. The word is our beginning. We know this is the beginning because of the word of the Most High. Look what the Most High said in Exodus, the 12th chapter, when he spoke at the beginning of months. Watch this and pay close attention. Why do the moon go through the phases it go through? That's like asking me, why do the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Well, the reason why is because that's the ordinance of the light. That's what it's supposed to do. It does it. And it don't change its purpose. I don't care if the light is, look, the sun go through phases too. You just can't see it clearly. They go through phases. Why you think on some days you can feel that sun, you got to run to your house, because it'll burn you up if you stand out there too long. But sometimes you can stand right in that sun and almost even look at it, because it's in a different phase. But it don't change its purpose. It rules the day. The moon rules the night. It's a light by night for an ordinance. We don't number no days by a night light. I said go to what book? Exodus, the 12th chapter. Excuse me. Now watch what it says in the first verse. Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, do the scriptures say, do this translate, this moon shall be unto you the beginning of moons? It don't even translate to that. It's month. That's what's here. And when you want to define a month in the scriptures, it's all over the book. you can only find one definition of a month, and that's the collection of 30 days. The collection of 30 days. That's the only definition you can get out of the scriptures. So why would I deal with anything else? But watch this. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. Now, what's peculiar about this verse is that word beginning. And what was our first beginning of months? Excuse me. Let me get that water, please. When you see the beginning of months, what was our first beginning of months? Genesis, in a book that's called the beginning. The book of Genesis is called the beginning for a reason. Because everything began right there in Genesis. So when the Most High brought this word back, he basically said, this is the genesis of months. This is the beginning of months. Right? And this is all you need to know is your beginning. Once you know your beginning, then now what are you supposed to do? Go to the book of Psalms 90. Now, y'all can question us, well, how y'all know the beginning? Right now, we know the beginning. You got to find out the beginning. We know the beginning. Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, is the beginning of our years, is the beginning of our months, period. Now watch this. Once you know your beginning, what do it say in verse 12? It says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto what? Wisdom. What wisdom? Well, it's only one wisdom that we need to be concerned with, and that's the laws and testimonies of the Most High Yah. This is your wisdom. This is your understanding in the sight of the nations. The law and testimony of Yah. And if you never learn how to number your days, this is the foundation of your walk with the Most High. Like I said in the beginning of my presentation, our greatest blessing is time. But if you don't number your days, then you lost in what? Time. Can you imagine getting up and don't even number the day? Day one, day two, day three. How you going to know the seventh day and you don't number your days? How you know when you turn a year old? How you know your children's ages? The Most High said, and this brother knew, I got to learn how to number my days if I'm going to apply my heart to what? Wisdom. Period. Go to the book of Genesis real quick to see this testimony. Genesis, the 15th chapter. And I only got 5 more minutes before this meeting is over. Genesis, the 15th chapter. And you'll read this in the 8th verse. And he said, Yahweh Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me a heifer, my son, of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. How would this man even know how to do this if he didn't number his days? You have to number this. Numbering your days is the law. We know what month we are in right now because we have been numbering our days. And since we've numbered our days, we've been able to apply wisdom. If you go to the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, the Most High will tell you to number your years. Let's go there real quick. You can't live without paying attention to time. I know our people want the easy way out, and they want to just be lost in time, and they want somebody else to tell them the time all the time. But no, you gotta pay attention to your own time. You can't be righteous without paying attention to time. Most High said, man, you get a servant, it's only so long you can allow him to work for you. Which means what? You got to pay attention to time. It's a time and season for everything. Leviticus, the 25th chapter. Once you know your beginning, it's two times that's vitally important. It's your beginning and it's your what? Time that you need to know. You need to know the beginning of the week and you need to know the end of the week. And if you know that, you set. Because after the end of the week, the beginning starts right back over. You know the beginning of the year and the end of the year, then you set. Leviticus, the 25th chapter. You will see this. The third verse, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yah. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. And if you skip on down, look at the 27th verse. And before we read that, let me see. Matter of fact, the 8th verse. Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. You got to number this. You can't allow the moon to do your job for you. You can't allow the sun to do the job for you. You have to do your own due diligence. You got to number 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7th Sabbath of years shall be unto thee 49 years. You don't need no that. And this is a chapter you want to look at, because all over this chapter is telling you to number years. It speaks about a poor, and when he come to serve you, it's only a certain amount of number of years. When you sell a plot of land, you sell it to the estimation of the number of years. Man, you gotta know time. So in ending, I just want to say this. Understand what the moon was created for. The Most High said that this is a light and an ordinance by night. And the seasons that the moon is for the night season. It's for the night season. Now, all our lights, all the lights, the Most High created them on the 4th day, first year, first month. All the lights matter at that point, because that's your beginning. And it's not called a sliver. It's not called a crescent. The sun is the great light and the moon is the lesser light. And at that juncture, meeting in the midst of the 4th day of the week, then you can know that you're at your beginning. You know you're at your beginning. And then you have to do what? Number your days. Number your Sabbaths. And guess what? When you number your Sabbaths, the first Sabbath after the first month, which was the 4th day of the week, right? What day was that first Sabbath? If you number your days. If the day of the new month was on the 4th day, the 5th day was the first day of the month. 6th day was the second day of the month. The 7th day, which was the Sabbath, was the 3rd day of the month. And guess what? You can track that. Because the next Sabbath was the 10th day of the first month. The next Sabbath was the 17th. And once you start lining these Sabbaths up and counting them, the books are opening up in a whole other kind of way. You're able to apply your heart to all kind of wisdom that you ain't even know was there. because you learn how to number your days. Until next time, praise the mighty Yah. Quick questions or comments before I get off of here. Well, praise the mighty Yah for another month. We're celebrating the time that He's given us. The Most High said He's our Elohim, and we don't have to celebrate the host of heaven. He said he divided that to the other nations. But we celebrate Yah, His blessings to us. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, shalom, shalom. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be what? Magnified. Amen.
Trusting you, He always kept me whole, and left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and He'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.